Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
9:43, 17 till 10. Tommy Tucker on this Monday morning talking to Gabriella Harlemert, a coordinator for Audubon Aquarium Rescue. How are you doing, Gabriella?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
You know, everybody has a story, and I like to hear everybody's story. So I got to ask you, how does Gabriella, as a little girl, grow up to be a coordinator for Audubon Aquarium Rescue?
Oh, that's a really, really great question. I have actually been with Audubon for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. For 10 years, I was a volunteer. I needed service hours for school, and I just fell in love with it. My senior year of high school was Deepwater Horizon. I became an intern for Audubon Aquarium Rescue and got to see the stranding and rehab side with marine mammals and sea turtles. And I fell in love with it, went to LSU, got my degree in conservation biology, and then came back. So I've been getting a paycheck for almost 10 years now with Audubon.
I got to believe that there's a theater side to you, because I would have to believe that there are not two Gabriella Harlemerts, are there?
You would be correct. I am the one and only.
Okay. You do some theater work as well with J-Pass?
I do. I've worked with J-Pass. I've worked with Tulane Summer Lyric and Le Petit Theater as well.
Good for you. I got family members that are in theater. That's why I asked. That's the only reason I brought it up. So let's talk about this manatee. For people that don't know, what is a manatee?
So a manatee is a marine mammal. They're also known as sea cows or gentle giants. They're pretty much big giant blobs is what most people think of them as. But pretty large marine mammals. They're herbivores. They only eat vegetation.
Okay, and how rare is it for one of these things to be in Lake Pontchartrain?
So it's actually not that unusual. Manatees their home base is Florida, and in the summer months when it's nice and warm, they will leave Florida. They will travel as far west as Texas. There are sightings in Texas. The problem becomes usually around November through March when it gets too cold. That's when we don't want them here. They're supposed to go back to Florida for the winter. The water in the spring stays really nice and warm for them. So they need to stay in water that is 68 degrees or above. For as large as these animals are, they do not have blubber. They cannot keep themselves warm. So they are very susceptible to cold stress. And that's why when we got the report on New Year's Eve about a manatee in Mandeville, we immediately sprung into action, because that animal should not be here. It is too cold for him. I believe the water temperature was around 57, 58 degrees mm-hmm. on New Year's Eve. So that's 10 degrees lower than what he really should be in.
And we have a cold snap coming also too next week, and it's gotten even colder since then. So it's certainly not good, right?
You would be correct. Yes. We have not had a confirmed sighting since January 3rd. We had an unconfirmed report on January 4th, but we could not relocate the animal. Last, following with the sightings, he was heading east, heading towards Slidell. It is possible that he is continuing to move east and hopefully making his way to Florida. But when we got eyes on the animal, he was very thin, didn't look good. You could tell there's obvious signs of cold stress, the skin with essentially sloughing, taking lots of breaths, just some things that we don't love to see. But manatees can be resilient. That is for sure. They have gotten themselves in bad situations to get rescued and then They get rehabbed and released. So it is possible, and we are still asking the public if they see any manatee to report it to us.
So this would come from the Gulf into what, Lake Bourne, and then into, would that be the expected
yes.
path of this?
Yep. That it could be that path. I mean, these guys travel through Mississippi and Alabama. They'll be in Mobile Bay and things like that. So there are little waterways, you know, they can get in and out of. We had a manatee a few years ago reported in the Intercoastal Waterway out in southwest Louisiana. So they can do freshwater, saltwater, or brackish water. They're pretty versatile in that sense.
What is somebody supposed to do if they see this?
So if they see a manatee, we ask them to call Audubon Aquarium Rescue. We have a 24-hour hotline. That number is going to be 877-942-5343. We want pictures. We would love coordinates or really good location details. And we ask the public with any marine mammal or sea turtle to not touch them, do not feed them, don't do any of those things. These are all protected species, and we don't want anyone to get hurt or the animal to get hurt. So we ask that you call us first, and then we will get the professionals out there to assess the situation.
So what would you do? How do you, what do you do once you find him or her? Do you know if it's a him or her?
I don't know if it's a him or her. I arbitrarily call my animals he's. So on New Year's Eve, you know, we were looking at getting this animal into a stretcher and then hauling them up the bank. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this, and it sounds crazy. He's not that big of a manatee. He's only 7 or 8 feet. And I know mm-hmm. that's like, oh, only 8 feet, but you know, they can get up to 12 feet plus, you know, 3,000-4,000 pounds. This animal was maybe 7 to 8 feet. He was thin. I would say estimate around 1,000. So we have a team, but we would either use a net to pull them up to shore to get them in a stretcher, load them in a box truck, bring them back to our facility. We are permitted to do short-term rehab for these guys. So it's stabilizing them, warming them up slowly, tube feeding them, things like that. Once they're stable and they can make the transport, they would go to a critical care facility in Florida. That's one way a rescue can happen. There's certainly a multitude of ways. It all depends on where the animal is, how the animal's acting. You know, there's multiple factors that go into a rescue.
Do you have a name for him yet? Have y'all named him?
We have not named him.
I go with Manny.
Manny?
Yeah.
We've heard a few Mannies. We've heard a few the scrims of the manatees as well.
Scrimity. He's the scrim of the water is what he is. I'm glad you said that, Gabriella. He's the scrim of the water. So let me ask you this. Do you have any idea where he would be or where people should be on the lookout for, given, is there any kind of travel pattern? Because where's the last time he was seen? Was in a Chifuncta or not?
He started in the Chifuncta and then moved to Sunset Point Park right off the causeway. And then last, the unconfirmed report was from Fountain Blue State Park. Mm-hmm. So it seems like we're moving east. That's not to say he couldn't, you know, go back or try to tuck in somewhere, you know, where it's a little bit warmer. But it'd be anywhere. And unfortunately, he is the same color as the lake. Mm-hmm. So all you're going to see are two nares, his little nose pop up to take a breath. You're probably not going to see any more than that.
And he's pretty covered with barnacles, is he not, from this picture I'm seeing?
Yes. Yes, he is covered with white barnacles.
Is that common for these things to do that?
It is not. So whenever we see barnacles on an animal, whether it be a manatee or sea turtle, it's usually indicative they're not in good health. It means that they're very slow moving mm-hmm. in order for those barnacles to attach themselves.
And can they be removed or not?
Yes, they can be removed.
Off the animal, really, without damaging the skin?
Yeah. There might be some slight damage, but if they're in with us, you know, we're going to treat all of that. They'll get, you know, antibiotics and fluids and topical treatments for the skin and on top of feedings and all that good stuff.
So is there any chance that he would have moved to the South Shore because the water would be warmer, or am I making stuff up in my head?
I mean, he could be anywhere in that lake. It's mm-hmm. it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack is truly what it is. We rely on the public to report. We can't be everywhere at once. So it is possible. He could be anywhere in this lake. He could be in Lake Bourne. He could be in Mississippi for all we know. That's why it's just so, we can't stress enough how much we really need the public, if they see anything, to report them to us.
And I don't want to cause any crashes on a causeway. You're not going to see this thing while you're driving on a causeway, so don't even bother to look, right?
No, don't even bother to look. Absolutely not.
All right, and real quick, tell me about some other animals that maybe you guys might have rescued or some oddities in the lake.
From the lake, I mean, we've responded to some dolphins in the lake after Hurricane Ida, just reports of them, and it happens, right? Mm-hmm. These guys get into Lake Bourne, and they can pop in the lake where there's some shrimp, and then they'll pop back out. Right now at our rehab facility, we actually have 30 sea turtles that we just took in from the New England area. They were also cold-stressed, kind of like our manatee, but they are with us getting some rehab, and our goal for whatever we do with whether it be dolphins, manatees, sea turtles, is always to rehab them and release them back into their natural environment. So these sea turtles are going to be with us for a couple of months while we treat their problems and hopefully get them back out in the spring.
And for boaters, is there anything they can do to watch out for this manatee or not really? Just
they be on the lookout. Polarized sunglasses really help in trying to spot animals in the water. Manatees are very susceptible to boat strikes. And part of it is they usually blend in so well with the environment around them. So just be boater aware, you know, that there is a manatee. There could be multiple manatees in the area. Just stay aware when you're out in the water.
That's why I mentioned that, because that is one of the things that is more dangerous to them, right? Boats and propellers and all that?
Absolutely. You can actually identify individual manatees based off of scar patterns. That's one of the ways that they identify manatees in Florida.
Well, thank you, Gabrielle. It was very interesting to find out that there's a manatee in a lake and that he needs our help, and you're there to rescue him. It's been an interesting conversation. You have a good day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You bet. Gabriella Harlemert, who is a coordinator for Audubon Aquarium Rescue, and if you see the manatee, then you just call 877-942-5343. It's a 24-hour hotline at the Audubon Institute, and they'll take care of it. 9:55, we'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.